It is more of the best of the Cooking in the Dark show.
Welcome to Cooking in the Dark.
The kitchen. I will go to the kitchen. And although some recipes I cannot read, still I'm sure I can do everything I need. This show, Cooking in the Dark, it is the key. He's a mighty talkative Texan. You know Cheryl, she tells him so. I know Dale Campbell would like to welcome you to this here show.
Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind Mice Mega Mall at www.blindmicemegamall.com.
Holy smoly, guacamole!
Welcome to Cooking in the Dark. This is Cheryl Cummings, and I'm going to introduce to you the man who proves to us every week that you don't need sight to cook dinner tonight, Dale Campbell.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is officially Rocktober. That means Halloween's coming. Ooh, ghosts and ghouls and all kinds of good snacks. I guess they get, you know, can't be a 52-year-old going trick-or-treating anymore. Horrible, horrible, I tell you. Age discrimination, I say.
I think you can carry it off, you know.
I might be able to.
Yeah.
Bend over, yeah, I could figure something out. Don't be giving me that crappy stuff. You know, I want some real stuff. Don't be saying, oh, here's a dollar. No, man, I want some chocolata, man. And then you know what comes after Halloween? My birthday.
Well, I was going to point out that when you said it was Rocktober, I thought you were talking about the fact that it's my birthday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll talk about that next month. My birthday's coming up in November. Let's see who gets a birthday card first, you or me. I know what'll happen there. Cheryl's mailbag's packed. Mine's got nothing. Ooh, ooh. Open it up and you hear the echo of nothingness. That's all right. That's all right. She's cuter than me. I understand.
I think it's my gravitas.
It is. We are going to be doing a recipe today. Chicken and asparagus casserole. Haven't had asparagus in a while. I think, let's do that. But this recipe's awesome. It's going to take us a few minutes to get everything going, you know, get it all set up. One thing we've got to do for it, we've got to cook our chicken. So I'm going to get that going right now before we go to break, just to save a little time, because we are on a budget. You know, as much as we'd like to hang with you all day, they only give us an hour. And then of that hour, they only give us 56 minutes, you know, because they got to do this and that and stuff. But I don't understand it. I'm thinking they want to hear Cheryl for a whole hour. That's what I say.
Right.
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe.
I do say that.
I find it hard to believe that you do say that.
I think you don't find it hard to believe that people want to talk, hear us for an hour. Because we're so informative. So I've got my skillet going, y'all. I've got a 9-inch skillet. I've got a little bit of water in it, about a cup of water. And I just pop my chicken in it. Now, I've got 4 boneless, skinless breasts in here. This recipe calls for about a cup and a half of chopped up chicken. So, 4 breasts, give or take. If it's too much, that's okay. If it's not enough, that's okay too. We can add something else to it, maybe some asparagus. Oh yeah, we're putting asparagus in anyway. That's cool. So our chicken's going. I've got it covered in the skillet. We're on medium-high heat. We're just going to let it do its thing here for about 5 or 10 minutes. It'll come back. Wonderful. When it's done, we'll just pull it off and set it off to the side, kind of let it chill, and then we'll chop it up. We're at the bank the other day, and this guy's in line, you know, a big old long line. I get my transaction, and this guy walks up behind me. I hear him telling the teller, hey, I need to cash this check. Withdraw, I need $400. So I hear her tell him, sir, I'm sorry, but we can't do that. There's no cash. He goes, what do you mean there's no cash? This big bank and you don't have cash? He's irritated, man. After waiting in that line all that time, then he gets up there and he can't get any cash, so he goes storming off to the manager's office. He's in the manager's office ranting and raving. What are you? You're a big bank and you don't have any cash. I waited in line, blah, 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 and I can't get any cash. And da, 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 blah, 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 blah. You know, close my account. I want my account closed now. And the manager's like chilling him out and sits him down and he says, sir, let me take care of this. And he takes the guy's stuff up to the teller and few minutes later, he comes back and he goes, "I'm sorry, sir, but we've got plenty of cash. You don't." "It ain't us, it's you." Oh, I hate it when that happens. So, you know, charge it. If you can't get cash, charge it, right? The American way. All right, y'all, we'll be right back on Cooking in the Dark. We're going to be doing this chicken and asparagus casserole. You do not want to miss it. We've got our chicken cooking. We're going to come back and get everything else prepared, throw it all together, and we'll be eating soon. So all these people that paid for that high-dollar ticket in the front row, you get to watch me eat. We'll be right back, Cooking in the Dark.
Now here's more of the show with Dale Campbell and Cheryl Cummings.
All right, y'all, we're back. Are y'all ready to make a chicken casserole? With a little asparagus in it, just for grins. Got this beautiful. This recipe, y'all, calls for either frozen asparagus, or if you have it available, fresh. Cheryl, while me and this asparagus are going to have a little discussion, why don't you go ahead and read us that recipe for this here thing?
I can certainly do that. So we need 2 teaspoons of vegetable oil, 1 chopped green and or red bell peppers, 1 medium onion chopped, 2 cloves garlic minced, 1 can 10¾ ounces of condensed asparagus soup, 1 container 8 ounces of ricotta cheese, 2 cups of shredded cheddar cheese, 2 eggs, 1½ cups of chopped cooked chicken, 1 package 10 ounces of frozen asparagus thawed and drained, 8 ounces of egg noodles cooked, black pepper optional, and as Dale said, you could use fresh asparagus. You need 1/2 pound of fresh asparagus.
So this recipe, what I'm doing with the asparagus right now, I'm just holding the spear in my hand, one hand down near the base of it, and adding a little pressure to it and breaking it. These stems will get woody as they get older, after they've been cut off from the plant, sitting in the store waiting for somebody to buy them to eat them. And you can just break off the stem. It'll break off above the woody part. It's real fibrous. You don't want to eat that part. You'll be chewing on it for days. And then some. Okay, one more piece. Now we want to whack these down into about inch and a half pieces. So again, it doesn't need to be perfect. Don't get the tape measure out. I'm just holding the whole bunch of asparagus together between my middle finger and my thumb. And as usual, I'm using my forefinger as the guide. I've got it sitting on top of the asparagus, setting the knife blade against my fingernail because my finger is perpendicular. It's pointing down at the asparagus. We've got those chopped up really nicely. So we're going to put these in a pot. We need to let these boil for about, we want to put them in boiling water.
Right. 5 to 8 minutes.
5 to 8 minutes.
Because we just want them a little tender, because we're going to bake them again.
Yeah, they don't need to be super cooked.
Right.
And it's the same when we do our pasta that we're going to be putting in here in a second. We want it to be more or less al dente as well. We don't want it to be super soft, super cooked.
Because I can't tell you how I've made that mistake where you've like boiled pasta too long and the vegetables, then you put it all together. You're like, I'm going to have a great dinner.
Yes.
And then you take a bite, you're like, oh.
Oh, who made this?
This was a mistake. It's, I mean, you know, but of course you're like, I'm going to eat it because I, by gosh, I made it.
That's it. And my dad taught me you don't waste food.
Exactly. And we're going to just chalk this up to a learning experience.
Yeah.
But we will try not to repeat it again because it doesn't taste so good.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay. So I'm going to get my pasta going also. Because if the pasta's done, we can always just let it rest. It doesn't, you know.
Great.
But basically what you do when you build a, you're building a casserole, y'all. You're putting pieces together. Some of this, some of that, mix it all together, and bake it all up.
Oh, my God.
Kind of like patty cake, right?
Yep. Dale.
What?
Do you remember that dinner we made with the pumpkin?
Yes.
I just did that a few nights ago.
Oh, you did? You got a sugar pumpkin?
Yes.
That's excellent.
I can't tell you how delicious it is to, like, eat a pumpkin that way. Because I was like, I could just bake it and then mash it up and blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah. We're going
to
end up wasting. We're going
to
end up wasting pumpkin. So, oh my gosh, how delicious was that?
What Cheryl's talking about, y'all, is, and it's in the archives, and just do a search for pumpkin. The show will come up. But we made a casserole, and you bake it in a sugar pumpkin. So that as you're eating the casserole, you scoop out some of the pumpkin to go along with, oh my gosh, it's so, sugar pumpkins by themselves are delicious.
Yeah.
But yeah, sugar pumpkins are awesome, especially for that. Okay. So now we've got our pasta boiling, y'all.
Pasta boiling, yeah.
We've got our asparagus boiling, cooking.
Right.
So let me get I had a couple extra lasagna noodles here, Cheryl. I'm just going to break them up and throw them in here with the pasta.
Oh, that's
just
nice.
Taking up room.
Right, right.
We didn't need them in there. Okay. I'm using the locking lid pots. They are great.
I love those pots.
I know. I use them all the time. More and more and more and more. Okay, let me find my onion here. Now it's time to start prepping. So we've got our medium onion that we need to cut up.
Right.
And I'm not going to dice this up real fine. I'm going to more or less chop it so we have... So as you're eating it, I just cut off both ends of the onion. Now I've got it sitting on my flexible chopping mat. I'm cutting right down the middle, so I've got it cut into two halves. Now I'm just going to take some time here and peel off the outer layers of dead skin. Now I'm going to make some cuts. Again, holding it between my my middle finger and my thumb. Mm-hmm. And I'm using my forefinger. I've got it straight up and down on the onion. I just cut through one half of the half, okay? Then I spin it around, because as the onion gets smaller to the other side, you start getting less and less room to hold on to the onion and a better chance of nipping yourself. And there's no fingertips in this recipe that I don't recall when Cheryl read it, so we want to avoid that.
I definitely didn't mention
Now, after you slice through it this way, I turn the onion perpendicular again, turn it 90 degrees, and just slice through it again, okay? So all we're doing is we're just making, and I'm making, let's see, one cut. I'm going to do this other half, two cuts. Again, middle finger and thumb on each end of the onion, forefinger on top, and I'm using that as a guide. So after I make a slice, I just move my forefinger back a little bit, put the blade right up against it again, and cut through. I just got halfway through, so I'm going to spin that onion around 180 degrees, and I'm going to start on the other side because there's the little thin end. I'm cutting towards the middle of that half. Does that make sense? So it's taller and easier, and there's more onion there to hold on to.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to take all these slices and turn these around here. And cut these down. And again, I'm just chopping them up. It doesn't need to be real fine, symmetrical cuts. I am just kind of feeling through them now and making sure that we don't have any huge hunks of onion.
Right.
We've just got some nice slices. And as this onion cooks, it's going to shrink a little bit. There will be shrinkage. Okay, there's a big hunk. We're going to cut that down. There's a big hunk. Okay, I think we're in good shape here, Cheryl.
All right.
Looking good, looking good.
Do we have any peppers?
Yeah, I've got a red pepper.
Oh, yum.
I'm not a green pepper fan, y'all. If you've listened to the show a lot, you know that. Red pepper to me, I'll do a red pepper. Yeah, and I'll definitely do a jalapeno pepper.
This is true. Okay. And they have oranges, orange peppers, and...
To the sighted people, depending on if you use different color peppers and things and stuff.
Right.
It's like when I do a big fancy tossed salad, I like to use different colored, you know, put egg in there. Because that's a cool color. I like to sometimes put a grape in it, you know, because the purple or the red or the grape, or it just adds some contrast and some color. Okay. Our broccoli, I mean, excuse me, our asparagus is done. I hear the timer going off. And we let it go for 7 minutes.
Okay,
so I'm going to drain the water off of our asparagus. Okay. Our asparagus is looking good. While I'm over here, let me check our chicken. Chicken's coming along pretty good. Our pasta's got about 3 more minutes, and then it'll be ready. So we've got our onion diced up over here. Okay. We need to get our cheese grated. We need to get our red pepper cut up. Now, I'm doing all this on the flexible chopping mat so that when we're ready to combine it all, we can just dump it all into one big old bowl together. Okay. I just cut the top out of the pepper. Let me rinse it off here. Let me just kind of rinse off the outside of it, wash it a little bit, fill it up with some water, rinse it off. So basically right now we've got it looking like it's ready to be stuffed.
Yeah. And remind me, do the red peppers, do those have seeds in them too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, just like they're pretty much just like a green pepper, like a bell pepper.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it is a bell pepper, but it's just red.
Yeah.
It's prettier. This one means stop. The green one means go. Right?
Absolutely.
That's what they taught me in driver's ed. So now I'm going to cut it in half. I'm going to take each half and just cut it in roughly, I'm trying to get about quarter inch strips.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I'm turning those strips, again, perpendicular to me. And I'm just cutting them down again, so we're getting little pieces of them. All right, there's that half. We'll do this other half real quick. You don't have to do it quick. You do it at your pace. Don't cut yourself. I just sliced it down. Again, we're using the same technique. Middle finger and thumb holding it in place. Forefinger being the guide as the fingernail. The fingertip is actually touching the top of the pepper so that there's no fingertip sticking out there. Okay. I'm just kind of checking the pepper here to make sure we've got some, we don't have any big old huge hunking pieces. Because the idea of a casserole, y'all, right, Cheryl, is to get everything kind of cut up to get a good sample and get a good flavor of everything.
Right.
Get a little piece of this, a little piece of that.
Right. Because before we put it into bake, we're going to sort of like mix it all together.
Oh, yeah. Mix it all up. Shake it up, baby. Mix it and chow. I like that. Okay. Got that chopped up. Oh, there's one piece. We're going to cut him down. He's a big old long skinny piece. That'll be one of them ones you get on your fork and you go to take a bite of it, and part of it slaps you in the side of the face. You know?
We've had that experience. You're like, oh, I thought I was doing so well.
I know. I thought I cut that dude down.
Yeah.
That happened to me with a piece of chicken fried steak the other night. It had gravy all over me. Oh. Oh, well. Sorry, y'all. Not bad manners, just good food. Okay. Hey, why don't we take a little break right here? We're going to come back. We're going to get everything thrown together. We've got our onions chopped up. We've got our peppers chopped up. We need to get a little couple cloves of garlic added to this mess here. And then after that, we will be on our way of getting stuff put together. We'll be right back on Cooking in the Dark.
Now with more of the show, here's Cheryl Cummings and Dale Campbell.
Welcome back to more Cooking in the Dark.
All right, y'all. I'm adding a little oil to my skillet. We're going to saute up our vegetables. Our pasta is done. So with these awesome locking lid pots, I'm just taking the pot over to the sink, turning it over. The lid's locked in place. And look at that. We just drain all the water right off.
Right. And I think with pasta, you want to drain off the water if you're not going to use it right away because it keeps cooking, right?
It'll keep cooking, and actually it'll keep getting, it'll keep soaking the water up.
Yeah.
So one thing I am going to do, since we aren't, I'm going to put some cold water in here, and then we'll again, the cold water will help cool the pasta.
Right. So we can touch it to mix it all up.
Well, and that it'll
stop,
stop
the cooking,
too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Put the lid back on. So cool. Give it a twist. Make sure too, y'all, that you lock when you think it's locked in place. Check it to make sure it's locked in place. There it is. Drain this water off. Okay. Oh yeah, our skillet's good and hot. Let me chop up this garlic real fast.
True, we need 2 cloves.
2 cloves. I already peeled it, y'all. Peeled it at break. Sorry. We're running a little short on time. Okay.
So, I know people were like, two teaspoons of oil, what's that for?
Mm-hmm. The oil will help brown your veggies. We only want to let them be in here a couple, 3 minutes or so. And it's a lot. I mean, it fills up the skillet, all these peppers and onions and our garlic. So we'll give that a little attention here in a second. Now I'm going to grate up our cheese. We need 2 cups of cheese and we need it divided.
Right.
We're using cheddar cheese, but I mean, if you prefer mozzarella, you can use that. Okay. Here's our cheddar. Let me get our grater. Again, it's a tower grater we use, or a box grater. So it's really nice. As you grate, all your cheese stays inside it. This needs to be kind of a, I'm using the medium grate, not the jumbo, just kind of the medium grate on here.
And how much cheese do you think you're using to get 2 cups?
Probably 8 ounces.
Okay. Is that the size of a block? Like when, yeah, it is, right?
Well, the blocks come in 8 ounce, they come in 16 ounce.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Yeah, probably maybe a 12-ounce block.
Okay.
Get you 2 cups. And again, you know, it's cheese, man. A little bit more is better than a little bit less.
And I think you could, because I have this wonderful cheese that's like a green onion. Oh, my gosh, it's so good.
Green onion cheese. They got green onion in it?
Yes, it's delicious.
That's awesome.
I would use that if, you know. And we once took a tour of like the cheese place in Vermont. Oh,
okay.
My goodness. And then, I mean, going through the factory isn't that exciting, but then magically they let you out in their store.
Oh, yes.
And that's actually the real exciting part, because then they're like, would you like to try this? You're like, yes, of course.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got our, we're about ready to start throwing everything together here, Cheryl. I'm going to put another chopping mat over here. Let me come back over to our vegetables. Get one of my wooden spoons here. Now, I'm just going to go into the vegetables here. Oh, yeah, they're already reducing down nicely. Just with a little heat. Kind of just stirring them around. And what I'm doing, y'all, when I'm stirring them, I'm just kind of stirring towards the middle of the skillet. I'm working around the skillet starting at 12 o'clock. I'm left-handed, so I'm moving around here to 9 o'clock. And I'm just about every hour on the hour. We're at 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 12. Kind of like Happy Days theme song. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, if you're right-handed, I guess. 3 o'clock. I'm going to rock around. We're going to stir around the clock tonight. So I'm just keep flipping this stuff to the middle. And by whenever you stir, y'all, in the skillet, keep stirring to the middle. That's going to prevent you from spilling stuff all over the countertop, all over your cook stove. I mean, I've told the story 100 times. I went out to make tacos one of the first times after I'd lost my sight. And I was browning the meat. When I got done, I had enough meat for like one taco. I'm like, what the heck? Well, I'd flipped it all out of the skillet, not knowingly. And it was because I was just stirring it. But if you consciously try to go to the middle of the skillet, you'll be all right.
And I think until you've done this for a few times, like, don't feel embarrassed if you've got to do this slowly.
Yeah, slow's good.
You know, because
I'm a professional. I make a good mess. That's right. I mean, I can make a mess with the best of them, by golly.
Well, for me, I prefer to, like, sort of take my time, you know, sort of get it all stirred up, rather than, like, go quick, because people are like, move faster, and then it's flowing all over my stove and my
floor.
Yeah,
that's big old, yeah.
It's like, whatever. You know, you're cooking. Tell them to back off and let you cook at your own pace.
That's right. Or do what I do. I just walk out of the kitchen and tell me when dinner's ready.
Yeah.
You there with all the ideas on how stuff should be done. Just let me know when dinner's ready.
Yeah, I'll just step out. It's all yours.
Okay, so our chicken breasts are, I'm just cut them into cubes, okay? I just dice that one up real quick. So here's another nice big breast. We're basically going to do this the same way, kind of as we did our asparagus. Holding it between my middle finger and thumb. Using my forefinger as the guide, I'm trying to cut about, I want about half-inch cubes. So now I did the thin side, or, you know, with the chicken breast long ways, I guess, if you will. Now I'm turning long ways, so it's up and down. So the longest end of the chicken breast is pointing up and down. Now I'm just, again, slicing down and through. I've got big hands, so I'm able to stretch my hands all the way across this chicken breast, fingers to thumb. So if you have smaller hands, if you're a little petite person, like Cheryl, then go ahead and just do a few pieces at a time. Like Cheryl says, slow and easy. You know, when we used to play golf back before I lost my sight, I used to go play with these old dudes. And, man, I would crush the ball. I hit the ball 300 yards. But it wasn't always straight. In fact, back then it was hardly ever straight. And them old dudes, they'd hit it about 150 yards, but it was always right in the middle of the fairway. Mm-hmm. You know, just kept on poking right on down there. And of course, at the end of the hole, I'd get an 8, and they'd get a par. And I'm like, man. He said, boy, just slow down. So yeah. Here's one more breast. We're going to do the same thing. Thin side first. So it's kind of long ways, left to right on my cutting mat. And again, I'm forefinger and thumb. And fingers doing that gig. Now I'm going to turn it. The reason I do that, because I'm always cutting straight up and down. You know, I've got the knife straight in front of me. I don't have to do any crazy movements with the knife. Crazy movements with a knife will cause you to have to go get a Band-Aid. Or maybe worse than that, stitches. Or depending on where you bleed, you might have to dump your whole menu and, you know, go to the ER, get stitches. So now it's time to start throwing everything together, y'all. We've got our pasta. We've got our veggies. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to use the pot that the pasta is in. Okay? No sense dirtying up another bowl, right?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay. So here goes our asparagus, which has been sitting there patiently waiting. Okay, I just dump that in out of that pot. Here comes our peppers and onions and garlic. All right. Ooh, this is going to be delicious. Let me get this, kind of mix all this up a little bit here. What do you think we should put in next, Cheryl?
Let's see. Maybe the chicken?
The chicken! Da-da-da-da-da-da! Come on down! You're the next contestant. Door number one or door number two, Mr. Chicken? I'll tell you what, if you pick wrong, you will be delicious. All right, door number two it is. What do we have for you? Oh, a big pot of pasta with onions and peppers and some, what's that, asparagus, you say? Oh, yeah, chicken likes asparagus. Okay, it's all good then. I'm happy. It's all right. It's all right. Okay. So you got to talk to your food. Just don't answer it if it talks back. That will get you your own room. Okay. So now, there's that base. Now let's turn our attention to some other ingredients over here. Like a can of cream of asparagus soup.
Right.
And some ricotta cheese. Mmm.
And you're just going to, like, open the soup and put it in. You don't add water or anything to that.
No, just open the soup and put it in.
Right.
Open the soup. And put it in. Okay, there's that. Now we need 8 ounces of ricotta cheese. We also have 2 eggs sitting here really nicely waiting to have something happen to them.
They're like, geez.
Cheese, I mean, you gotta go with the chicken, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's our eggs and our chicken and our peppers and our asparagus soup.
Our cheddar cheese.
Cheddar cheese is still sitting here. He's hanging. He's hanging. He's going in very last. Here's our ricotta cheese. Okay. So 8 ounces is a cup. Let me get my Munn cup measuring cup because this is a little bigger tub of. You can get 8 ounces of ricotta cheese. You know, I've still got a few lasagna noodles left over and that ricotta cheese and maybe some of this and a little pasta sauce and might be making some little roll-ups like we've done before. Those little lasagna noodle roll-ups. Remember those? Gosh, those were good.
Those were delicious.
Tasty.
Yeah.
Archives. If y'all are wondering what are they talking about now? What'd they say, Henry? I don't remember any roll-ups on this show. Nope, you got to go to the archives. Okay, so the ricotta cheese is in, the soup is in. Now I'm adding the cup of cheddar cheese. And we're just going to mix all this up together. Okay. Now I'm just going down deep into the pot here, y'all, lifting up. I've got my wooden spoon in one hand and my hand in the other hand. This is one of those ones you get your hands in there and get all this mixed up nice. Make sure your hands are clean, though, before you get in there and start doing this, okay? Don't want to know that nonsense going on.
I think that means use soap and water.
Yes. Scrub. If you ever seen reruns of MASH, that's what we want to do. Scrub, scrub, scrub.
Yeah.
That's right. And I want to see your hands before you serve me dinner.
Yes.
So now this fits perfectly in this. Well, it's a 9x13 casserole dish now, right? Because there's a casserole in it. So I've just kind of pushed it down, flattened it out. So we've got a nice flat casserole in here. Now we're going to put this, we're going to take the rest of our cheese. So remember, it was 2 cups of grated cheese divided.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to lightly sprinkle this all over the top of it. And we're going to slide this into a 350-degree oven. But first, we're going to cover it. And the recipe says to bake this at 350 for about 30 minutes or until the cheese is bubbly. So I'm guessing after about 30 to 35 minutes at 350, the cheese will be bubbly. What do you think?
Sounds like a plan. And you're covering it, right?
Yeah, we're going to cover it with foil. Let me do that. Okay, the cheese is in. Let me rinse my hands. Dry them out. Use a towel, not my apron. I think my cooking in the dark apron could probably cook its own meal. I know it could probably stand up by itself. No, we wash it quite often, but it is a stained guy. Oh, I've got so much parchment paper in there, y'all, because we're bucking up for getting ready for the holidays. Okay. Got that done. Okay, into the oven. We're going to go 350, 30 minutes. We're going to take a break. We will see y'all in 30 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Cooking in the dark. We'll be right back.
Now, more of the show with your host, Dale Campbell and Cheryl Cummings.
Ooh, doggies. Steam's coming out. Be careful when you take the foil off, y'all. Oh, yeah. Y'all don't want to know this. This ain't that going to be that good, I can tell.
Doesn't smell good at all.
No, not a bit. Mm-mm. It's got asparagus in it. Y'all don't like asparagus. I know. All right. Read that recipe, sweetheart.
All right, here we go. We need 2 teaspoons of vegetable
oil. Hey, hang on. No, you can't have any. It's kind of cool. Chill out. Rest. Be good. I'll get you some. I'll hook you up. I know. Okay. He's like, I'm the dude who gave you the $20. So you better give me some. I'm like, I got it. Okay. I'm sorry.
All right. Let me try this again. We need 2 teaspoons of vegetable oil, 1 chopped green and or red bell peppers, 1 medium onion chopped, 2 cloves garlic minced, 1 can of condensed cream of asparagus soup, undiluted, 1 8-ounce container of ricotta cheese, 2 cups of shredded cheddar cheese divided. So we're going to put 1 cup in the mixture and 1 cup we're going to put on top. 2 eggs. 1.5 cups of chopped cooked chicken, 1 package 10 ounces of frozen asparagus or 1/2 pound of fresh asparagus, 8 ounces of egg noodles cooked, and black pepper optional. That's all you need.
Oh, I forgot black pepper. Son of a gun. I have to put some of that on my piece when we get done. Next week, y'all, it's Halloween time. And we might even have a special guest. Don't know. You'll have to tune in. This is Cooking in the Dark.
Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind Mice Mega Mall at www.blindmicemegamall.com.
Cooking in the Dark was produced by THC Productions. Again.